Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Instructions are given for various reasons. People are afraid that what has been entrusted to them might go wrong or be misused. They don't trust others to take responsibility for carrying out what they've been told. They want to make sure everything works out exactly as planned. Fear, mistrust, paternalism. These three vices spring to mind. Perhaps there's more to it. You never know what might happen when you read the Bible. I always read it with a healthy dose of curiosity and with the question, well, what's new and exciting for me today? And it never disappoints me. But first things first. An example. A mother sends her child out to do the shopping. It's not the first time the child has done this. Children are meant to become independent, and that can include going shopping. The child knows the way and the supermarket. They have money with them and, very important, the shopping list. The child can already read, you see. Before the child sets off, the mother reads out what they are to buy. The child reads along. The mother hands them the list. Right. And now the child could set off, couldn't they? But no. The mother gives further instructions. Watch out for traffic when you cross the road. Be careful and pay attention. Don't let anything hold you up. And last but not least, you're only buying what's on the list. Don't forget anything and don't even think about buying a chocolate bar or anything else. So, don't forget anything and don't buy too much. Understood? The child has understood. Given his mother's far from encouraging reaction, he will neither forget anything nor buy anything extra. Just what's on the list. Then the mother will be satisfied and praise the well-behaved child, and the child can be sure that from now on, shopping will be his job. The mother's instructions to her child were certainly sensible, but were they necessary? I ask myself the same when I read this sentence from a speech of Moses to the people of Israel in the fifth book of Moses in chapter 4. You shall not add to what I command you, nor take away from it, so that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God. Fear, mistrust, paternalism. What drove Moses to admonish the people not to omit or add anything to the commandments of God that he had communicated to them? Moses places this instruction at the beginning of the proclamation of God's commandments, just as the mother does before the shopping trip of her child. I sense that one thing is important to both Moses and the mother. The plan must succeed. Nothing must go wrong. Nevertheless, the child is made aware by his mother, just as the people of Israel were by Moses, of something neither of them would ever have thought of. The child, oh, chocolate, I'll buy some for myself, but I don't have to tell my mother. The people, oh, omit it. Good idea. For example, the fifth commandment, rest, we can leave that out. It's like what some elderly men recently told me about their first communion. Both were Catholics. Before that, as 9-year-olds, they had to go to confession, but they didn't know what to confess. And I'm serious. One of them said there was a sort of sin exchange among the children. They'd borrow each other's sins so they had something to confess. The children then told the priest something they didn't understand and which wasn't their own. How bizarre and crazy is that? A lack of trust or confidence in the other person can lead them to thoughts that force them into conflict. So, how about this, mother? Why don't you just let your child go? He goes shopping and comes back with some chocolate. You're happy about it because your daughter wanted to make you happy. And you eat the chocolate together. How about this, Moses? Why don't you just let your people try to keep the Ten Commandments? You know yourself that not all of them can be kept. I mean the ninth and the tenth, as if you could wean people off their desires. So just let them get on with it. You and your people, you love your God. That's the most important thing, isn't it? So that's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.